In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start in the NBA playoffs, Jones. Sadly, they do go on, even without the Celtics.
Yeah.
Last night, the Thunderwolves, it was really all Thunder in the second half. They win game one, 114-88.
Yeah, now, the Thunder did to the Wolves last night exactly, and I mean exactly, what they did to the Celtics the first time they met this year.
Yeah, right.
Close game. Minnesota looked like the better team. I mean, Gildas Alexander was horrendous in the first half and flopping around for fouls, and that's a whole separate thing. But OKC was not playing well. And then in the second half, they clamped down on defense. Minnesota couldn't score, and OKC blew them out in the second half. So there's a pattern of them doing that where they just wear teams down.
Yeah.
Or adjust at halftime and then come out and shut teams down. And so if you're a Celtics fan, you saw OKC do this earlier and they did it again last night.
Well, tonight you get Pacers and Knicks right out of the mid-90s playbook as game one will take place in New York tonight. Knicks are 4.5-point favorites in this game.
Nice.
You've already picked the Knicks for the series.
I have. I got Knicks in five.
Now, are you rooting for them just because it's your pick?
Yes.
Or? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's
usually
how it works.
I mean, basically, I picked them, and now I want them to win. But if you're really asking me.
I am really asking you.
But I'm saying, but do I have like a hardcore rooting interest? I don't really care. I'm rooting for my pick.
Yeah.
But I am rooting for the Knicks in the finals. Meaning, like, I want them to get there. Indiana in the finals, that is going to be...
Indiana-OKC.
That's going to be a limp-ass finals.
That's
going to
be Cleveland-San Antonio all those years ago. Even though you had young LeBron, you were still just like...
No matter who comes out of the West, it's fine. If it's Anthony Edwards versus New York, or if it's OKC and SGA versus New York, that's good.
I kind of want Towns versus Randall. I kind of want that trade, because I was wrong about it, I was like, this is stupid. Like, why do these teams do that?
The NBA needs New York. They might rig it to get New York, for all I know.
We shall see. It begins tonight.
But for viewing purposes and interest, I do actually want the Knicks there. Once they get there, I'll probably root against them.
And I can't imagine they get more celebrity fans in attendance, because it was jam-packed in the Celtics series.
Oh, they'll get more.
But it's another round, so you would think there'd be even more.
Well,
Chalamet on the baseline, is he going to get better seats?
Certainly by the finals, they'll get more fans there. Have we seen LD at a Knicks game yet?
Yes.
Some of these playoff
Larry
games?
Larry David, I believe they've shown him.
Okay.
Unless that was archival footage.
Maybe.
I feel like they've shown a lot of the who's who. I think he was one of them.
Oh, okay, nice.
Do you think how many of those guys will travel to Indiana? Probably just Chalamet.
The Spike?
I don't know if Spike goes to Indiana. Did he? I don't even know if he did.
Back in the day, I think he did.
Oh, did he? Reggie Miller series?
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Can Seiko Fieldhouse? You think he went there?
I thought he was
maybe
going to road games. I don't know about now. I don't know about now. But they, I mean, they haven't been here in 25 years. Who knows?
Do you remember the legendary film Eddie, where Whoopi Goldberg was a fan of the team and became the coach?
I do recall that.
They could probably remake that with Timothy Chalamet.
I bet Chalamet would be.
He knows ball.
Better than Tibbs.
Probably better than Tibbs. Definitely a better
league.
Another one.
A better halftime speech, I would imagine, out of Chalamet. He just goes full Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
You have yourself a pretty good time.
Plus, he's a vibes guy. I get it.
Big time vibes guy.
Big time. Now, this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
grab bag.
Stanley Cup playoff Eastern Conference Finals, game one. Brad Marchand's Florida Panthers with a 5-2 win over the Hurricanes. So they're just three wins away from a trip to the Cup Final.
Yeah, I can't imagine that series is going to have a lot of drama, but it feels like Florida will be right back there again. And for the people pulling for Brad Marchand, you're getting what you wanted last night.
Exactly what you wanted.
I wasn't as locked in on that game. I kept flipping in. Florida was up. It was 4-1 at one point, and I basically went all in on the NBA at that point.
Okay. Tonight, you have Oilers and Stars game one.
I got Edmonton.
8 o'clock, puck drop.
I got Edmonton.
Edmonton it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be more locked in on the NBA, but I got Edmonton. Yep.
Grab bag.
All right, we mentioned this earlier, but the Red Sox will be going for the sweep of the New York Mets. Now, as of right now, Alex Cora is the manager tonight.
Yeah.
So maybe bet accordingly. But Garrett Crochet on the hill. He comes into this one 4-3 with a flat 2 ERA.
Nice.
With the win, they will go above 500. Currently minus 150 on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers bet or buying opportunity.
Cora's there,
at least to start.
Suckers bet. I think we got to get Fitzy, maybe Ted. Maybe Ted's the best one to do this.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody to like mix it up with Cora before the game so he doesn't actually manage the game.
That's right. WEEI Afternoons will have Alex Cora coming up, I think about an hour from now.
Yeah.
So go nowhere.
Get that done. Yeah.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag.
Always.
You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Joe, sad news.
Oh,
after we got off the show yesterday, we found out that George Wendt passed away. Famously, Norm Peterson from Cheers, one of the great sitcoms of all time, passed away at the age of 76. And I dare say Norm has to be a top, 10 sitcom character of all time? I mean, like, he's way up there.
You're better at this than me, my immediate reaction to ballpark it would be top 10 character. You go, you just think of the name Norm, you think of that character.
Right, Norm.
Right.
It's perfect.
You don't even have to be talking about Cheers.
No.
And you just think of the name, and you think of George Wendt. So you've got to be top 10.
I definitely caught that show more in the reruns than live, just based off of our
Kat,
ages. But
Kat still watches reruns.
Does she?
Yeah.
It's still funny. Like, it's still
funny.
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you made a... I don't know. You made sort of a sound.
It's funny.
Okay, but you're not willing to say it's real funny.
I don't.
All right, let's move on. When Kat goes, hold up.
No, it holds up fine. Just when Kat goes, I'm going to put on some episodes of Cheers. I go, there's got to be something else we could watch. We've seen these.
Can we watch Four Seasons?
Yeah, where are you on Four Seasons? Did you finish that?
So, by the way, are they doing a second season of that I saw?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, it is a downer.
It's sad.
It is a downer.
That was like the movie Marriage Story,
yeah,
which is really more a divorce story.
Yeah.
It's kind of false advertising. It was not about marriage at all. It was about divorce.
Will Forte and Tina Fey and Steve Carell, you're like, this is going to be a
funny,
barrel of laughs.
Laugh a second.
It is just not.
Steve Carell likes doing sad sex stuff, though.
I guess.
He's in a lot of sad stuff.
I didn't know what I signed up for with that one, to be honest.
Will Forte doing the sad stuff's a bummer.
Yeah,
he's an all-timer.
Now, he is funny on the show.
Of course he is. He can't help himself.
But the show's a downer.
Man.
Real downer.
I finished the show You.
Oh, nice.
It was the worst season of the five,
okay.
But I'm a completionist, if nothing else. I had to finish the series.
Sure. I'm still stuck in the middle of season four, but
I'll
catch up on that. Yeah.
Keep grinding.
Yeah.
Season five is 10 episodes, but it's it.
Okay.
They said they're not making any more, so that's it.
Good.
It's a finality. So.
I would tell the Four Seasons to do the same thing after one
pull
season.
Pull the plug?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done.
A grab bag over here. I can't take it back.
Look where I'm at. Twists and turns on all these. You really don't know what you're going to get.
No.
The Buffalo Bills are going to be on the upcoming season of Hard Knocks.
Not
the off-season Hard Knocks, right. But like the preseason, the normal traditional Hard Knocks.
Training camp Hard Knocks.
Thank you.
Training camp with the Buffalo Bills. I think the in-season one they're doing. I don't think they're ever doing that off-season one again. I think the Giants ruined that for
everyone.
Wait,
they're doing the in-season one?
Yeah.
NFC, I misread it.
NFC East will be doing in-season, and then you get training camp with the Bills, which Nick said.
Oh, no, training camp Bills. Oh, yes. You confused me. So the in-season one is all NFC the NFC East. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. But the one that we normally watch is you get ready for camp, like, oh, who's going to get cut, this, that, and the other
Your
thing.
Your OG.
All right. Here's my question.
Training camp Hard Knocks the Bills, yes.
Here's my only question.
Okay.
Is Josh Allen prominently featured?
Yeah.
And is his girlfriend, how often is she going to mention Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, man.
How often are they going to be talking about Sinners and the red carpet?
I thought you were going to ask, are they already broken up by then? That's what Maybe. I thought you were going to ask. Are they even still a couple by training camp?
Haley Steinfeld in it.
Haley Steinfeld might not be in it, which to me would be a red flag.
Yeah.
Is his fiancée?
We see lots of wags on that show.
We do.
Yeah.
Who gets married first, Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld, or Bill Belichick and Jordan?
Oh, well, at the rate they're going, those two crazy
Belichick
kids,
and Jordan.
Bill and Jordan. I thought you were going to say Michael B. Jordan and Haley Steinfeld.
I feel like I could see...
But they get married first.
Maybe. Yeah. I could see Josh Allen being like, do we want to pick a date? She's like, yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
You're really busy. You got a lot of games.
Maybe after the season. Yeah.
Is Michael B. Jordan invited?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan might be the maid of honor, for God's sakes. Right there, standing on the line there. Like, what is he doing? You like him? Why is he here? Like, what do you mean, why is he here? He's a great guy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith.
Grab, 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 grab bags on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Well, it was a hell of a night at the ballpark last night as the Red Sox beat the Mets 2-0. There were some fireworks there. You had players getting ejected, or a player and a manager getting ejected. You also had a couple of home runs, which leads us to our Hogdale call of the day.
Swung on, Raffy, left field, high and deep. This will also get out into the first section of the monster seats. The second solo home run of the inning. We take a 2-0 lead. Raffy's 10th home run of the season.
You notice something there?
Yeah, where's the cursing?
Didn't curse. I'm wondering if he's putting together a reel for WBEI, trying to get on the Red Sox radio network. Because they're probably like, hey, Hogdale, we love these calls, Hogdale, but like, we can't possibly use them on the radio network.
We love what you're doing.
We love it.
It's borderline perfect, but
no notes.
Here's why we just would not be able to air that across New England.
So he's like, all right.
Stifling genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree with that, yeah. Bill. Do what you do. Yeah, what made you so great, Hogdale.
That was not my favorite Hogdale call. I mean, no offense to Hogdale, but I...
Shots fired at Hogdale.
That was not my favorite.
All right.
So if we're reining him in, you're suffocating genius. That is what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like watching Deadpool on basic cable. You're like, this isn't even the same movie.
Yeah, you're just missing out on everything. Yeah. I may be
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Somehow, yes.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Every day that I'm in making grab bag. All right, top NBA performers from last night. Is it Anthony Edwards, 18 points, 9 rebounds?
Not going to get it, though.
Is it Chet Holmgren, 15 points, 7 rebounds?
Real good fourth quarter.
Is it Jalen Williams, 19 points, 8 boards, 5 assists? Is it Julius Randle, 28 points, 8 rebounds? Or is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 points, getting bailed out on a million foul calls?
I can't.
5 rebounds, 9 assists.
I can't give it to SGA. I can't.
It's got a hard watch.
J-Dub, Jalen Williams, got to be. It can't be. Okay. It can't be Gilgeous-Alexander. Right. He was 2 for 13 for a half.
Grab bag.
Who were the best baseball performers? Was it?
This one I know.
Seiya Suzuki, 3 for 5, a home run, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored.
I feel like he's in this conversation a lot.
Was it Riley Green, 3 for 4, home run, 4 RBI? Could have been a grand slam. It doesn't say here.
Okay.
Don't know.
Okay.
My guy, Kyle Tucker.
Oh.
3 for 4, dong, 2 runs scored.
Nice.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? 7 scoreless innings, 9 Ks. How's that?
Try that one again.
Nope. I think I nailed it the first time. Or was it Jesus Luzardo? 6 innings, 1 earned run, 10 Ks.
All right, my guy wasn't on there, so I'm going to go.
Who's your guy?
I was thinking maybe Judge. I'm going to go
Walker Buehler?
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto
is who I'm going to go with for last night. Nice outing. Nice season, nice outing.
He's having a really nice year, that's for sure. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Laskanik,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Guys, we're going with a Met today who also was a White Sox and Cub.
Okay.
Dueling Chicago teams.
Both sides of Chicago.
Actually, both New York teams as well.
Both sides.
And St. Louis.
Multiple boroughs in New York.
New York, Chicago,
Kansas
St. Louis.
Kansas City and St. Louis, both sides of Missouri?
No, sadly never made it to Kansas City.
Okay.
14-year Major League career. He was a one-time All-Star. Led the league in hits twice. Led the league in triples 5 times.
Wow.
And is a proud member of the 2020 club. Nope, take it back. I was looking at triples. Never hit 20 home runs. But he would steal you a bag. Boy, howdy, would he steal you a bag.
Okay.
36, 26, 41, 35, 40, 50 steals.
Wow. I don't mean to presume, but did you say the position yet?
Outfielder.
You did say outfielder.
Yep.
Okay.
Outfielder.
I figure with steal totals like that, probably maybe a middle infielder.
He'd hit it from the left side. He'd throw it in from the left side.
Okay.
And he debuted in 1987.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he retired after the 2000 season. So he played all of the 90s, including
the All-Star year.
His All-Star year was 1996 with the New York Mets. With the New York Mets. The New York baseball Mets.
I thought he was about to lean in there.
Nope.
All right. 86.
In that year, he led the league with 227 hits, 21 triples, 50 steals. He hit .333.
Holy cow.
He's a career .291 hitter, .720 OPS.
The
Twitch chat has it.
Mets are,
don't look at the Twitch chat. Or unless you want the answer.
A Mets All-Star. I'm trying not to look. A Mets All-Star in 96.
Yep.
Who did he make his debut with? Did we ask that?
Yep. No, you didn't ask that. Went to St. Louis, or came into the league of St. Louis, then went to the White Sox for a while, played his most games with the White Sox, early 90s White Sox, then went to the Mets, Cubs, ended his career with the Yankees, was barely a Yankee, though. Was not really there very long.
Most of his career with the White Sox.
Yeah.
And came up as a Cardinal.
Yeah. And in his career made $24.9 million.
Wow. And that's
For a guy that stole all those bags. He really came in
the 90s. Late 80s and all the 90s. That is good. How do I not know who this is?
He's a good player. Only one-time All-Star. He finished 18th in the MVP.
I'm breaking and looking.
Scroll up?
Is this right? Lance Johnson?
He got it!
I'm happy I broke. I wouldn't have got that.
Lance Johnson.
Wow, Lance Johnson, much better player than I remember.
Really good player. I couldn't believe all the years he led the league in triples, like Shoeless Joe Jackson, for God's sake.
Actually, immediately we thought of, because Jones doesn't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, right, no, it's true.
Like Lance Johnson too probably should be.
Text line had it as well. Good
Lance
job.
Johnson. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lance Johnson. Not Vince Coleman.
Not Stone Hands Dick Stewart. It was Stone Fingers Dick Stewart.
No, it's not. It's not Dick
Until
Stewart.
Until they called him Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah,
tough nickname, too.
That's what he initially was. Okay, that's 2 days in a row. I don't really even... Roger Cedeño and
you
Lance
see what
Johnson.
Dice also said?
No.
Not letting Hogdale swear is like telling Lamar Jackson not to run.
That is true.
That is true.
Right, Billy said it right. It's stifling genius is what it is.
Lance Johnson.
Okay. Random baseball player of the day each and every day. In the grab bag, I'm struggling. I'm wandering around in the wilderness trying to get these answers, and I'm struggling with it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.